Oh, I know I'm an idiot. Welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9 and the entire Media Brew Communications Network. We're going to talk to Jessica Holman right now. She is the director over at the Negaunee Public Library, and pretty much she knows everything else that's going to be said. Hello, Jessica. And I know you got a lot going on at the library. I know that one of the things you want to talk about is these tutorials, these technical helpers that are available. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we got a grant. It is a Libraries Lead with Digital Skills grant, and it is from the American Library Association and Public Library Association, and sponsored by Grow with Google. So, yeah, the short answer on that is, we got money from Google.
So when do these things happen? What can the public expect?
So we've got some young people, some are on our staff, some are volunteers from the community, who are going to be offering free tutoring, one-on-one tutoring here at the Negaunee Public Library, and it is going to be drop-in sessions every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to about 11:45.
And do people have to sign up for it, or can they just drop in?
They can drop in. Otherwise, they can stop by the library to sign up or give us a call. Our number is area code 906, of course. 475-7700, extension 18.
People don't realize that that's going to answer. You've got the city hall, basically. And
Right. Really,
they just have to wait two rings, I think, and then they get the 18 on their phone.
You've got it. Yeah, we don't have our own phone line, so you do have to go through and press the extension number, unfortunately.
That's okay, then, yeah. Because now they know. What's the typical level of what people are going to be able to help with questions? What is the kind of topics that will be most appropriate for this particular venue?
Sure. Well, we are mainly focusing on people that need help in their job search, because most jobs these days require you to apply via email or some sort of form online, and that's really difficult for a lot of people that don't have basic computer skills. So we are offering to help people one-on-one, be it setting up an email account or learning how to fill out one of those forms online, or writing a resume and attaching it to an email. It might be basic to people that use computers a lot, but to a lot of people looking for jobs, that's a pretty scary prospect.
That's all true, especially with the world being more and more digital every day. Now, I know you have a lot of things going on at the library, Jessica, and isn't there a party coming up?
There is. It is going to be our third annual Halloween party that our Junior Teen Advisory Group puts on. That's basically our middle school group, so they do most of the planning. And this is going to be for kids ages 5 and up, and it is going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, October 30th. Dress up, come in costume, and we're going to have food, drinks, games, a haunted house, pumpkin carving and decorating, all that good stuff.
What you would expect.
Yes, exactly.
What was the time again?
From 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m. on the 30th.
Yep, Wednesday, the day before Halloween.
Because on Halloween, the kids will be going out and getting their candy.
Right, yeah, and we make sure that the food that we offer and the candy that we offer is as nut-free as possible.
Well, you never know about the people who want to eat it, though.
This is true.
Well,
yeah.
Now, I'm going to post your extended information on the tutorial, because I actually have it in my email, and you were so nice to send it.
Oh, wonderful.
I really appreciate it. You know, as things turn to winter, oftentimes you think of the library slowing down, but is there any other things that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. Oh, I didn't mention the tech tutoring runs from now through mid-November.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe the last session is November 16th.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is a little ways off, but our friends at the library will be holding a small book sale from 2 to 7 p.m. on Monday, December 9th.
Excellent. I just did an interview with them for the fall one.
Oh, cool.
And it was quite good. I think they've pretty much explained. They even buy equipment and furniture and stuff for you guys, so it's important.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And
pretty much any Friends of the Library group, be it Ours or Ishpeming's or Peter White's, they buy the stuff that we can't afford otherwise. So... yeah, they are absolutely amazing.
I want to thank you so much, Jessica Holman, for coming on the eighth day. Every time you have something new over there, don't hesitate for a moment to give us a call or an email. We will absolutely want to cover it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Todd.
Thank you, and have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Yes, you too.
Take care. This is the eighth day on Sunny 101.9 and the Media Brew Communications Network. We will be right back.